All right. Good morning, everyone. So my name is Chatrika Vijayavardhan. I'm a PhD student and Dr. Raja Reddy. So here I'm going to talk about morphophysiological characterization of diverse rice lines for high and low temperature tolerance. So a little bit introduction and background. So as you all know, rice is one of the most important food crops in the world, and globally more than 3 billion people are consuming this rice. It is a staple food and it provides 20% of world's dietary energy supply next to wheat and corn. So every production environment is different. If you have production environment today, and it will be completely different 10 years from now. So here you can see this graph. It shows the average mean temperature that we collected from 2005 and 2011. So this 6-year gap, you can see how the temperature varied, and there's a lots of variation in the temperature. So all these temperature fluctuations, those will lead, or that will impact at any stage of rice life cycle, seedling establishment, panicle initiation, and during grain filling periods. So those will have some major consequences finally in yield. So why early seedling vigor is important? It is important for growth and development, including root growth, and for early canopy development, and finally for getting greater yields. We need some techniques, tools, and procedures in order to quantify genetic variability, to develop some procedures for parental selection, and to develop new lines with superior traits, because sometimes we need taller plants in order to compete with other plants, and larger leaf area in order to for maximum light interception, and also vigorous root to capture or to uptake more nutrients and water efficiently. And breeders need some simple tools in order to identify phenotypic variations, and these tools should be fast or cost effective in order to do these phenotypic variations. So the rationale behind of this study for developing quantitative screening tools for low and high temperature tolerance for rice lines, and it will help rice breeders to select lines with desired traits in order to develop new cultivars having superior performance across rice belt. So we have overall two objectives: to evaluate root and shoot morphology and physiological aspects of 64 rice lines during their early seedling growth, approximately 28 days, and then to develop a methodology to screen variability and to assess vigor indices among those different rice lines. So this study was conducted at Mississippi State University. We have controlled sunlit environmental growth chambers, and those are capable of controlling CO2, temperature, evapotranspiration based irrigation, and most of the other biotic factors. So we used 64 rice lines, and 30 were indica lines, 19 were japonica lines, and 16 other japonica cultivars which are commercially available in USA. And there were three temperature treatments, 22, 14 day and night that we considered as low temperature, 30, 22 optimum temperature, and 38, 30 high temperature. So all all these chambers were set at optimum CO2 level. Optimum means the current CO2 level, what we have, 400 ppm. So initially we planted, we seeded six seeds in each pot, and after 7 days after planting, we thinned those plants into one. And in one chamber, we arranged those pots in complete randomized design, 64 pots. And each chamber was set in one treatment, and we had three replications per each treatment. And before harvesting, we took some physiological traits like SPAD and fluorescence. And at the harvest, we took plant height, main tillers, tiller leaves, tiller numbers, whole plant leaf area, and plant component dry weight. Then we separated those roots from shoot, and gently we wash, and then we scan those images using WinRISO optical scan. This optical scanner, it gives more than 10 number of root traits, and there are some of them are listed here, including total root length, average diameter, root volume, number of forks, tips and crossings. So moving into the results and discussion, here these three figures, it shows the above ground growth under three different temperatures, low, optimum and high. And these are the root images, and we pick one cultivar from each category, Japonica from Japonica, RU150, and for commercial lines, commercial cultivars Rex and Indica lines IR6. So if you look into these low temperature images, you can see here the Japonica line RU150, it had a well structured root system compared to the other two. And optimum, under optimum temperature, all these three cultivars, they had a good growth, good root growth. But when it comes to high temperature, the Indica IR6, it had a robust, vigorous root system compared to other two. Then we analyzed this data using PropMeans and PropGLM in SAS, and we developed some response indices separately for high temperature and low temperature. And these formulas, those show how we calculated those indices. For example, high first we calculated individual high stress response index. For if we say leaf area under that high temperature was divided by leaf area under optimum condition. So but then by getting the summation, we develop combined high temperature response index. Following the same procedure, we calculated combined low temperature response index. And by considering their means and standard deviation, we classify those 64 cultivars into different tolerant groups, both in high temperature and low temperature. In addition, we use principal component analysis. That principal component analysis is conducted by using print from procedure SAS. And it generates some loadings for both cultivars and also for the traits. And by considering all these loadings, we classify these 64 cultivars again into different tolerant groups. So this is the classification of those 64 rice genotypes based on combined low temperature response index. So that index values, those varied from 6.6 to 11.09. So we identified 13 low cold tolerant cultivars, 19 under moderate cold tolerant, and 24 under high cold tolerant, and 8 rice genotypes under very high cold tolerant. And here the RU150, it was identified as the highest cold tolerant variety, and it came from Japonica. And this is the classification of 64 rice genotype based on combined high temperature response index. Here we identified 10 under low heat tolerant category, 31 moderate heat tolerant, 12 under high heat tolerant, and 11 under very high heat tolerant. And here IR65600, that cultivar, it came from Indica lines, and it had the highest high heat tolerance among all the other lines. And this is the classification using principal component analysis. We have principal component 1 versus 2 and 1 versus 3. And these red solid symbols, those represent Indica lines, and blue stars represent the Japonica lines, and these triangles, green triangles, represent other commercial cultivars. So under low temperature, you can see here majority of Japonica lines came under either cold tolerant or intermediate category compared to other Indica lines and commercial cultivars. The rice line RUI15, it we identified as the highest cold tolerant line, which came from Japonica among all the other 63 lines. And this is the principal component analysis under high temperature, principal component 1 versus 2 and 3. So here we identified Indica lines, those red solid symbols, those came to heat tolerant category, majority of them are either heat tolerant or intermediate compared to other Japonica and commercial line. The rice line IR65, which came from Indica lines, it was the most heat tolerant one. And these are the correlation between combined low temperature response index versus shoot, root and physiological traits. So here the compared to root and physiological traits, root traits had much more role or contribution towards classifying the cultivars under low temperature compared to other physiological and shoot traits. And this is the correlation between high temperature versus physiological root and shoot traits. So we found a poor correlation for physiological traits, it has a little role for high temperature tolerance compared to shoot and root traits. Then we look for correlation between high and low temperature response indices, and the correlations were very poor, almost close to 0.01. So this implies that we need to breed, if we want to understand the tolerant mechanisms, these tolerant mechanisms are different, like high and low temperature responses, those are different. That means we need to select independently if we need to develop the different cultivars under low and high temperature. So in summary and conclusion, we observed a significant temperature by rice breeding lines interaction for most of the parameters during early seedling growth. And rice lines, those responded differently to low and high temperatures. The combined low temperature response indices values, those varied from 6.63 to 11. And combined high temperature response values, those varied from 24 to 42. And majority of Indica lines, those were heat stress tolerant, and Japonica lines, those were cold stress tolerant. And root traits, they had more contribution towards understanding the plant responses under low temperature conditions. Physiological traits, they had less influence towards understanding the plant responses under high temperature conditions. And these identified rice genotypes, it will be a valuable resource for breeders in developing new cultivars or new lines, but we need to validate these results under field conditions. So with that, I would like to thank Mississippi Rice Promotion Board and Mississippi Agriculture and Forest Experiment Station for funding this research project, and I'm glad to take any questions. Thank you.
Thirty by twelve.
30 length and 15 diameter. Yes.
And do you think like we can get the same results that we are getting under glasshouse condition when we are putting these genotype under natural field condition, because normally it doesn't happen?
Yeah, we don't know exactly. Actually, this year we already planted all these lines under field conditions, and it is a full season experiment, so we are trying to see like what would be the total yield and number of panicles, all these things. We don't know exactly what would happen.
And another very simple question, like which soil media did you use in your glasshouse condition?
Yes, it is 3:1 sand soil.
But like, do you think it really can work? Because when we are talking about high temperature, there is always high G by E interaction. And when we are talking about environment, soil type is also a very major component of the environment. So, and whatever we are doing as a breeder, we are doing like for farmers, and we are always trying to give the same condition that, you know, a farmer is facing at farmer field. So, and when we are talking about the soil, root properties, root penetration, root temperature, it also matters a lot. Mm-hmm. So, do you think like it's worthy just to go with the 3-1, like soil media, as you are talking.
Yeah,
not the true representative soil.
Yeah, actually we tested this soil in our soil laboratory lab. So they gave the 31%. I'm not sure exactly which ratio, the how much clay content, how much the other soil content. So, and this one we have been using over the years for most of our experiments. So I think for my understanding, it's okay.
One last question. You identified japonicas. Can you distinguish whether they're temperate japonicas or tropical japonicas? We usually recognize those two different types in the U.S.
Yeah, those are, I think, tropical japonicas.
Okay, quickly, your question. Was it grown under flooded conditions or was it?
Sorry, I didn't get.
The rice.
Yes.
Was it grown under flooded conditions?
Yes. I'm not sure exactly to answer this question. Probably I will ask my Dr. Raja Reddy is here, so probably he can answer that question.
Okay.